Karina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry.
So embarrassed. We had food technology today, and I thought I'd impress everyone with my double mocha choc cake with puffy mallow icing. I overcooked it. It exploded. It went everywhere. In my hair, in the teacher's hair, and let's just say super smug Sasha's perfect flicky hair is, more like, well, sticky hair now.
What's up? Is that cake in your hair?
I really don't want to talk about it. Look, I'm not sure I'm in the mood for a chemistry superhero alter ego right now. Chemistry is all about clever people doing clever things. I just don't think I'm having a clever day. Maybe you should come back another time.
Hey, look, you were experimenting, trying stuff out. That's just what chemists do. Come on, I'll show you you're in good company.
I think if it's all the same to you, I'll stay in my room forever. It's bound to be safer, and that way I can't make a total idiot of myself in front of the whole class again.
Let's take a little trip through time. Don't worry about your hair. It's, fine, really. We're going back 2,000 years. Chemistry all started with the alchemists, and as the word alchemist is Arabic, that might give you a clue about where it all started. You know the word elixir?
Yeah. It means like a magical solution?
Well, that's an Arabic word too. Chemistry and magic were all mixed up here. This part of the world has a long history in being interested in how the world works. Okay, it wasn't just in Arabia, but from the beginning of time that people have wondered if the things around them, the soil, rocks and plants, might be able to give them answers to the mysteries of the universe. Like how to live forever, or how to make gold.
Wow, those sound like way cool experiments. So how did they do it?
Look, this alchemist here is mixing eggs and cinnamon and dung. He thinks it will make gold.
Phew, smelly. So did it work?
Of course not. Yeah, they might have had some pretty rubbish ideas. They used loads of weird ingredients like dung and ash, but they were just people curious about the world around them. As time went on, they even found out some useful things. This is Robert Boyle. He was around in the 1600s, 400 years ago. He was as curious as any of the chemists or alchemists that went before, but he was, well, a lot more sensible. He was really good at taking careful notes for starters. When he did experiments, he made sure he wrote down exactly what he had done, so he'd know whether it was worth doing again.
Well, that's something I'm definitely doing the next time I even think about making a double mocha choc cake with puffy mallow icing. I just won't bother.
Maybe you just need to tweak the recipe a bit. Oh, I know another famous chemist. We have to go to revolutionary France in the 1700s to find him.
I don't think I like it here. So many people, and they're all very angry.
Lavoisier was around at the time of the French Revolution. He thought scientists should agree names for chemicals and worked out that you can't destroy chemicals, just change them. Bit of a pity they chopped his head off, really. Think what else he could have come up with.
Ew, poor guy. I thought people would be impressed with clever chemists, not want to cut their heads off.
Yeah. And don't feel bad about making mistakes. All sorts of things were invented by accident. Let's visit a factory in the 1930s where they're making paper, but it's about to go a little bit wrong. Whoops! What happened? They dropped too much starch into the pulp by accident. But guess what? It ended up making tracing paper.
Cool. Hey, my recipe for double choc mocha with puffy mellow icing might make a terrible cake, but maybe it will make a brilliant glue.
Now you're thinking like a chemist.
Karina! That's Dad. Thanks for cheering me up. I suppose chemists are just, well, people like me, really.
You got it. No superpowers needed at all.
Well, K-Mystery, if a girl's got to have a superhero alter ego, then you're the best.
Now, if only I could get this double mocha choc out of my hair.
Ah, thanks, Karina. And remember, chemistry is all around us. A bit like that cake of yours.
Karina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry. Find out more at funkidslive.com.